In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 14th and 15th Mishnah from the third parak of Masechet Makot, and we continue learning about how Beit Din administer the punishment of lashes. So Mishnah says that while he was receiving the lashes, v'hakoreh koreh, that they would read the psukim, or someone was designated with the task of reading the pasuk. And the Mishnah here quotes parts of each pasuk. It says, im lo tishmol lasot, and kitzifla Hashem et makotcha ve'et makot zarecha. So I'll read the full psukim out for you. It says, im lo tishmol lasot et dibrei haTorah hazot, if you will not be careful to form all the words of the Torah that are written in this book, or liyirat Hashem et Hashem nechbad, to fear this honored and awesome name of Hashem your God, then it says, "Vifla Hashem et makotcha et makot zarecha." Then Hashem will make extraordinary your blows and the blows of your offspring, makot gdolot v'ne'amonot v'chalaim ra'im v'ne'amnim, great and faithful blows and evil and faithful illness. So this is what was being read or recited as the individuals receiving makot, and it says, "V'chosel itchelat mikra." They would keep on reading the psukim, those two psukim, until all the lashes are completed. Now there is, well, my version at least here has the next parts in brackets, because different versions whether they actually had this as well, whether it also recited, v'shamartim et divrei habrit hazot v'chule v'gomer v'choten v'hu rachum yichah paravon, etc. In other words, there's discussions whether, I can't go into more detail, but whether these other psukim were also recited as well. Mishnah then continues, v'immet, if the person receiving the lashes died, meaning they made the assessment, they thought the person could receive it, and then during the lashes, the person unfortunately died. So, then patur. The person who was giving the lashes, he is completely exempt. Why? Because he was simply fulfilling out the instructions of Beit Din. He had permission to administer these lashes in this fashion. However, hosif lo od rutzua acha, if however he did even just one more, he made a mistake, he gave one too many, v'met, and the individual died, as we've learned previously, hareze gole al yado, he would be chayv to go to galut, run to one of the Ari Miklat, because this would be defined as a mita b'shogeg. The Mishnah then continues, nit kal kal, meaning if the person who's receiving the lashes then ends up during the lashes, either ben berei, ben b'mayim, he due to either the fright or the pain, he ends up relieving himself. He either goes to the toilet, either doing feces or he passes water. We say patur, then they would stop the lashes at that point, and that would be he'd be exempt. Because there's v'nikla achicha le'anecha, which means that part of the lashes is that this individual, your brother, will be demeaned in your eyes. So as soon as he's embarrassed himself in this fashion, that would be considered a fulfillment of the pasuk, and he wouldn't receive any more lashes. Rabbi Yehuda says, ha'ish, when it comes to a male, that's if it's berei, if he goes to the toilet, meaning doing number two, if you like, va'isha, but when it comes to a woman, she would be patur, even if she simply did mei raglaim, but ma'im, even if she just urinated. Let's now learn Mishnah Tetvav. Kol chayve kretot shalaku niftaru yede kretatan. That if someone is chayv karet, we said if they did a prohibition that was liable to karet, and they were pre-warned and they received lashes by way of Beit Din, we say niftaru yede kretatan. So charetan, they would be then considered exempt in day shamayim. They would not be punished with karet anymore. Why? Shenemar b'nikla achicha la'anecha, meaning after malkut keshelaka laka harehu, he's once again defined, as a pasuk said, as keachicha, like your brother once again. That's opinion of Divrei Rebbe Chananya ben Gamliel. Importantly, a requirement, as Rabbi Kiva points out, is that he would have to have also done tshuva. So if this person is liable to karet, he did tshuva and received lashes, he would not be liable to karet anymore. Amar Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel as well says, ma im ha'uver aveira achat notel nafsho alav. Just as if we find this individual who violated one prohibition and the Torah was about to either take his life, either by way of karet or by putting his life at risk, if you like, by receiving these lashes, he says, look at the flip side, mida tovum ruva, when it comes to the positive, it's usually even greater than the negative. So he says, ha'osem mitzvah achat, if someone does one mitzvah, alachat kama vakama shintinna ten lo nafsho. How much more so if someone did a mitzvah, would Hashem grant him his nefesh? Rabbi Shimon continues, mim komohu lamed. We can learn it from the psukim themselves. You don't need this kal vachomer. You don't need to, by way of comparison and derivation, derive this point, because we see in the psukim, as it says, shenemar, by the psukim that refer to karet, says, v'nichrotu ha'nefeshot ha'asot mikarev amam, that their souls will receive this punishment of karet. However, just prior to that, 24 psukim earlier, it says, v'asher yase adam otam adam v'chay behen. Now, we have to actually read the full pasuk to appreciate the comment of the Mishnah that's going to follow. It says, "V'shamartem et chokotai u'mishpatai," that if you keep my laws and my statutes, then "dasher aseh otam v'chay behen," then you will live through them. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says, he understands, we find from this, "kol hayoshev v'lo avar aveira," by fulfilling this shmirah part. So in other words, if someone's faced with an avera and he resists, he stands back and he doesn't violate that prohibition, noten lo sachar koseh mitzvah, he's given the reward as if he's performed mitzvah, as that very pasuk concluded by saying v'chay bahem, and he will live through them, meaning live through these mitzvahs. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Omer, he says harehu Omer. We've got another pasuk. It says harak chazak levilti achol dam ki adam hu nefesh. In other words, the Torah itself prohibits us from eating the blood of an animal. It says, when it comes to blood, people are generally not drawn to drinking the blood of an animal. The general human nature is to be put off by such a thing. And the Mishnah says, "Haporesh mimeno," someone separates from it. Makabel schar, he receives reward from it. As the pasuk itself says, the one a few psukim later after that pasuk, it says, "Laman yitav lecha ulamanecha acharecha ad olam," it'll be good for you and your children forever and evermore. So he's commenting, this is a act which is usually despicable to human beings, yet one is rewarded from resisting and refraining from engaging it in it. So Mishnah continues, "Gazel v'ariot," theft and forbidden relationships, "Shenafsho shel adam mitavelahem u'machamatan," that people naturally are drawn to them, they have a desire for these things, "Haporesh mehem," if someone separates from those acts, "Alachat kam v'kama," how much more so shizakeh lo, that he will merit uludorotav and his generations, uludorotav and the future generations, ad sof koladorot, until the end of time will be rewarded for this, from refraining from these actions that an individual would naturally be drawn to. Those are the Mishnah today.